Outbound 4 locker room chat. I'm joined by Centralia Girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson after a couple of games. First off, talking about you guys' game last Friday against the Omaha Central, falling just short, 54-37. Your overall thoughts on that game?
I thought the girls played hard. You know, it was a three-point ball game with three and a half minutes to go in the third quarter, and Lena got in foul trouble, and our bench isn't real deep, so we got wore out. Credit to Omaha Central, they did a great job of going on a run when we played bad there at the end of the third quarter. But, you know, I thought the girls played hard. We just got a lot of work to do yet, so.
And you guys got off to a pretty good start to that game as well. What does that say about you guys' ability to have that high ceiling?
Well, I think you're right. The ability's there. You know, I told the girls, we may get to Christmas break before, some time over Christmas break to actually practice before we find out how good it can be. But, you know, like you said, I told them before the game started that no matter what happened, the effort had to be there. We had to go to practice Wednesday morning, and the first thing we had to or Monday, and the first thing we had to fix was their effort, then we were going to struggle. But, you know, like you said, I thought the effort was there. I thought they played hard. We just a few too many mistakes there late in the third quarter that really kind of put us behind. So.
And kind of just talking about down the stretch, not having the ability to, you know, finish the game off. Is there, like, certain conditioning that you guys are going to try to be able to outlast teams?
Oh, I think we're going to have to. You know, our conditioning, the girls, you know, I told them we've only got 12, so there's not a ton of breaks in practice. They've got to use the practice time we've got as their conditioning. You know, when we do drills and stuff, it's got to be full speed all the time. If they're jogging, then we're not getting any better. So we've just got to continue to work and practice of playing hard all the time, because that's what these girls are going to have to do. You know, we're not very big. We're not extremely fast or anything. They're just going to have to outwork people night in and night out. So we just got to keep doing it every day in practice.
And you guys follow that game up with a pretty nice effort last night, defeating Care Paravel 55-14. Coach, your thoughts on Dieter's performance?
I thought she played well. I thought versus last night versus last Friday, I thought she did a better job of seeing the floor. And, you know, I thought last Friday when we got behind, Owen kind of took it upon herself to try to get us back in the ball game, and it, you could tell it wore her out. Last night she did a much better job of settling into the ball game and taking care of the basketball, finding the open girl, and hitting shots when she had the opportunity to. So, you know, she shot the ball well last night, and we just got to continue to do that going forward here. We got to keep finding each other and trusting each other on the floor, and I think we'll just keep getting better. So.
Now, Coach, who's somebody that you're hoping that kind of steps up to the plate in the down the stretch? I mean, besides Dieter's, of course. I mean, is there somebody else that you're hoping to rely on can make a big shot if Dieter's, let's say, is getting in foul trouble?
Oh, you know, I think we've got some options. You know, I think Lena Haverkamp is capable of doing it. Jaden Wells shot the ball well last Friday night. You know, Tatum Kramer hit some big shots last year in the tournament for us and stuff, and we just. Our big thing is going to be kind of like last year. It can't be any one person on a night. We're just going to have to, you know, they're all going to have a night where they play well. I think we're going to compete night in and night out. So, you know, I think when Owen gets in foul trouble, our big thing is going to be how do we handle just not having her on the floor, not necessarily scoring or defense or anything like that. You know, just who's going to step up and take care of the basketball? Who's going to lead at both ends? But I think that's probably the bigger key for us right now.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And best of luck on Friday against Hiawatha.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jared.
That was Centralia head girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.